Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
From that for a moment, because some massive breaking news in the United States. Simon Marks, our correspondent in Washington, joins us. What is it, Simon?
Ian, it is an absolute political bombshell here in Washington. The director of the FBI, James Comey, has just announced that the FBI is reviewing a new batch of emails related to Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State and her very controversial use of a private server while she was serving as President Obama's Secretary of State. 11 days before the election is due to be held here in the United States, the FBI says it has discovered new emails that it previously had not seen in the earlier investigation that it closed just a few weeks ago, where you'll remember the FBI decided not to press criminal charges against Hillary Clinton or her top aides, even though the FBI concluded that she had been reckless in her handling of classified information while she was Secretary of State. These new emails were apparently discovered as part of an investigative process that was underway in another case, not directly related to Hillary Clinton's use of this email. But as you know, Donald Trump has been campaigning very extensively in the last few weeks over his claim that Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails, which she claims were all private in nature and not related to her government service. We don't know exactly what emails the FBI have found, but they were sufficient for the director of the FBI to say that they appear pertinent to the earlier investigation, and he has written to Congress to say the investigative team briefed him on Thursday here in Washington, and he agreed that the FBI should take appropriate investigative steps to determine whether the emails contain classified information and to assess their importance to our investigation. This is news that has taken everyone by surprise, including, incidentally, Donald Trump, whose Twitter account has been filled just in the last few minutes with criticism of Hillary Clinton and her stance towards the Middle East. I suspect that the Trump campaign is now preparing to make major hay out of this.
And has the FBI given any indication as to how long this renewed investigation will last? Because obviously, I mean, it could be quite crucial in the outcome of the election.
It could be absolutely critical. There is no indication that this investigation is going to end before November the 8th, Election Day, here in the United States. As we know, the last investigation took many months to conclude. This opens up the possibility of Hillary Clinton or her top aides once again being questioned by FBI officials. It opens up the possibility of the election taking place at a time when Hillary Clinton, the Democratic presidential candidate, is effectively under FBI investigation. I can't remember a presidential election when a candidate...
And if she wins, would still be as president.
And would still be as president with all the ongoing questions that would then raise. I mean, I think there's, you know, without overstating it, this is a potential turning point in the election. It comes at a time when Donald Trump is beginning to narrow the gap with Hillary Clinton. A poll out today suggested a 5-point advantage to Mrs. Clinton nationally. Other polling we saw earlier in this week put her advantage as high as 12 to 14 points. But, you know, this is a major, major development here.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. Well, we'll keep across that right through the evening here on LBC.